just click that button to stop, and now we're starting again. Yep. You bastard. This week, what if Superman was a bad guy? A concept more worn out than my boots.
This
was done well.
Well, it's James Gunn. Do you know what I mean? It was going to do well.
Hey, Warner Brothers, you know how you took James Gunn and said you're now in charge of the new DCEU?
In fact, this is a... Sorry, this my voice is going to be really loud, so I'm leaning forward so I can read. This is an actual Gunn film.
Yeah.
It's produced by James Gunn, and it also had Brian Gunn do and Mark Gunn do stuff as well. So,
but this was a great... This was a great idea.
Yeah. Warner Brothers, you know how you own like this right, basically, and James Gunn, this is a Gunn film, and he probably has some right. Can we make this like part of your new DCU?
Yeah, what if DCU, and then just do the reverse.
Just effectively.
What if Batman became the criminal?
Fuck it. Don't even do a what if. Just say, Brightburn is now part of the DCU, and really, because at the end of the film, fast forward, we get that news article on the screen where there's like the evil Aquaman and the evil Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Let's just have the rest of those. Because I'll pay to see that shit. Because this was the set. This felt familiar that it's... Oh, it's Clark growing up and this is how it was in for him growing up. But then it went, oh, Clark snapped.
Well, this is the point. I think that with a lot of these superhero origin stories, there is that, well, what if they didn't use their abilities and their powers for good?
Yeah.
Instead, they used it for personal gain and for vengeance.
Yeah, but that's what I love. It's like, because then you go and you go, well, what if we compare this to other similar things? So you start with the obvious, The Boys, with Homelander.
Yeah.
And you go, well, Homelander's not Brightburn. Homelander is doing this just because he's a dick. Brightburn legitimately gets picked on and picked on and picked on, and no one's there for him. With Homelander, there are actually people there for him. He has, you know, people who would support him. He just chooses to be a knob jockey.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, well, we'll move. What about Invincible with Omni-Man? Well, Omni-Man is just part of a world-conquering race. So they're just a whole race of douchebags. And again, the Brightburn did it differently and did it well.
Yeah, and I think, like I say, I think this for me has surprised me more that we're not getting more of this style.
Yeah.
In superhero, because we've all seen the usual superhero films. We've seen them all done to death. I would love to see what would happen if we got more of these sorts of stories.
I think if James Gunn had been allowed to go and continue with... Because obviously the reason it didn't is it wasn't a critical success. But what I want is, I don't want Brightburn 2. I then want Fishman. I'm crap with names, but... And do the Aquaman one. And do all the others. And like we've said 1,000 times, that was DC's problem. Have the multiple films of the individuals as them being bad guys, then we do a team-up movie, and you could legitimately introduce these guys versus the Justice League, but have them win.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's have the Brightburn universe.
Well, yeah, just have it that Brightburn's slightly more powerful than Superman.
Yeah.
And the
and using
the Fishman would be slightly more powerful than Aquaman.
Yeah.
And
using that, and you can do it by use their whatever their Batman's version is. His intelligence helps them win. Oh, well, this guy's, you know, because Brightburn was not shown to have a weakness.
No, well, Superman's not shown really to have a weakness other than Kryptonite.
Well, that's it. You go, wow. I know he won't go near this strange glowing rock. There you go, Brightburn.
Yeah.
You fly that and literally have him punch a hole in the chest with kryptonite.
Yeah.
Boom, Superman's gone. That's how you do it. And do it right. And this did villains right. Or
yeah.
Anti-heroes or whatever you want to call them.
But no, I think this should be more explored as a concept.
I agree.
because overall they did stick relatively to a similar origin story of Superman
until last half an hour.
He comes from space. He's raised on a farm by some loving parents.
Yeah,
but obviously things start to progress, even his parents start to sort of turn against him, and obviously you get the scene where his dad tries to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, he got bullied, and then the coach said shake his hand, and he broke the kid's hand. Well, I would think an early Superman probably did do that.
Yeah,
not out of being a killer like this one turns out to be, but out of being a kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you kind of, they're going, this could still be Superman. Oh no, now he's fucked it in the last half an hour because he's killing mum and dad.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was just that last half an hour. What else can be said about this? Because it was just bad superheroes done right. And the fact that they teased it at the end and we didn't get any more. It upsets me.
No, it definitely... I mean, obviously, we've seen other similar things, obviously, with Chronicle.
Yeah.
And things like that, where you see, people gaining superpowers and not necessarily using them for the right options.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this did it really well. And like I say, I really wish that we'd get more from this sort of...
It only came out in 2019. It was only four years ago. It's not been that long.
No.
I just unfortunately don't think we're going to get any more. And the problem I think would happen if we did get more is all we'd get is Brightburn 2, which I don't want right now.
No, I don't want a Brightburn 2. I'd like them to create a Brightburn universe.
Yeah, I want a Brightburn 2, but I don't want it now.
No, I want it after they've introduced... More of the Ratman.
Yeah. Ratman, Fishman, and Amazon Woman, and Computer Boy, and...
Yeah, whatever they decide to call
these people.
The
Man from the Star, the Man from Mars, however they choose to do these... that's one thing. Martian Manhunter, they could do that so well, because literally just use another Martian.
Yeah.
And that would work.
Martian Woman Gatherer. Venusian Woman Gatherer, that's what
it
could be.
But yeah, that's the one. But I just don't see us getting any more.
No, I don't, unfortunately.
But it was a good story, and it didn't outstay its welcome.
No. But I think the problem is that everyone's always going to go, oh, well, they're just trying to rip off Superman.
I think that was the problem, that no one... I think that's why it didn't... succeed.
Yeah, no one got it. And it
no
like,
one went to see it. No one bought
it. People are going, oh, it's just going to be about Superman. It's like, yeah, but it's a horror film.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to go and watch a superhero horror movie?
Yeah, and that was it. And it wasn't just that. You just go, oh, well, like, what's the big, Insidious?
Yeah.
Well, no one goes and sees Insidious anymore because they go, or Paranormal Activity, that's the word. No one goes and sees it because they're all the same. Fair, I understand that. And then you go, oh, well, this is a film just like Paranormal Activity. Well, it is.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, I probably won't go see them at the cinema. Unless I then hear a muttering of, this is pretty good. Yeah, it's like Paranormal Activity, but they do it well and different. Then I'll go see it. But no one ever gave Brightburn that chance.
No.
Critics just said it was shit, which I don't know what they watched, because they didn't watch the same film I watched.
No, but this is why I don't like critics.
I don't.
Because there's so many people that will listen to the critics and not give it a chance. And it's like, there's so many films, games, books, foods, whatever, that critics will go, it's not very good, don't waste your time. And it's like, well, actually, I've wasted my time on it. And actually, it's pretty decent. So actually, I've used that time well, because I did enjoy it. And unless you give something your own opinion, don't listen to the opinion of a so-called critic, because they're only giving bad feedback because it gets them more money.
I mean, all you've got to do is listen to us. Yeah. When we spoke about Thor Dark World.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
I don't like it. He likes it.
And that's it. And yeah, That's it. Beale and Nendal, we give you two conflicting opinions. So do you know what you have to do at that point?
Go and watch it yourself.
Go watch it yourself. Now for this, we're going, yeah, it was really good. And it did deserve a chance.
It did deserve a chance. It absolutely did.
And I would
don't get me wrong, it's not a perfection of cinema.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's not the best movie ever made. But it's a good film. And it's not necessarily even the film. It's the premise.
Yeah.
We've never seen an idea like this where...
in live action anyway.
We've all heard of the fan fictions that we see.
And we got the Injustice film.
You know, we see those sorts of things. And obviously the Injustice games, they sort of go, what happens if Superman did decide to rule the planet?
Well, we got the Injustice animated movies as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But it's like, this isn't going, well, what if Superman turned bad? This is, what if Superman was just bad?
Hmm.
He was Superman, he was a hero, then he became evil. No, he was just evil. And he killed
his... He became a kid, he got bullied, and he went, fuck this.
Yeah, and this is
I mean, we're watching the trailer right now. Like, yeah, there was a bad effect. That there's a door that's just been magically pulled off its hinges. What could have made that better? Well, I'd have put the kid's hands through it to rip it open.
Yeah. There's things that could have been done better, but the actual premise of the story was what made the film brilliant.
And yeah.
People need to give. If you've never watched this film, just go and watch it. If you think we're chatting out of our asses, fine, tell us that. But it's an hour and a half. Trust me, an hour and a half nowadays in modern day cinema is fuck all.
Yeah. You probably spend an hour and a half sat on the toilet watching TikTok on
instead of rewatching Rick and Morty,
three,
four episodes of that, and you've watched this film. And it is definitely worth that chance.
Seriously.
And on that note.
Honestly, they probably do spend that time watching TikTok on the toilet, don't they? Just watch this instead. Promise you, you'll enjoy it.
There's nothing we can really say.
If you don't, tell us.
Yeah.
And if we're wrong, tell us. But honestly, if you do watch and go, I didn't like it, tell us the idea didn't need or didn't deserve expanding on at least a bit more.
Yeah. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you later, guys. Bye-bye. We'll